It's World Breastfeeding Week, and joining me this morning on OFM, the sound of your life, is Phumla Dlamini, Country Manager at Vitamin Angels, as well as Nutrition Lead for the South African Civil Society for Women, Adolescent and Children's Health, also known as SASCA Watch. Phumla, welcome to OFM. Today we are going to do some myth busting. Now, we need to talk about mother's nutrition to support breastfeeding. There's a whole long list of do's and don'ts. Please myth bust with me. Why is mother's nutrition so important for milk production?
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor and a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners.
The reason why mother's nutrition is so important for milk production is because good maternal nutrition is not only important during breastfeeding. Maternal nutrition includes the preparation for pregnancy and the breastfeeding period when the baby is born. Nutrition from the first 1,000 days of life, which is pregnancy and up to 2 years, is crucial for child development. Any deficiency in the first 1,000 days of life can lead to irreversible impact. It's important that when a woman decides to fall pregnant, that she's well-nourished, she has a healthy weight and nutrition status, including taking supplements like iron and folic acid or multivitamins that are suitable for pregnancy. So in essence, pregnancy should be a decision that the woman makes and prepares for. It's crucial that a woman attends antenatal care during pregnancy, that she gets weighed regularly, she maintains a healthy weight increase, and follows a diverse diet and takes the necessary nutrition supplements to ensure good birth outcomes. Blood pressure should also be monitored to prevent pregnancy-induced hypertension, as well as taking a calcium supplement. Just to highlight breastfeeding women, this group of women are most nutritionally vulnerable because this period causes and places a high nutritional demand on the mother, and this could lead to nutritional stress. Poor nutrition during breastfeeding and lactation has a significant negative consequence to mothers and children's survival, growth, and development. So once a baby is born, mothers should still continue to follow a healthy diet. This includes making starchy foods the basis of most meals, eating 5 fruits and vegetables a day, and limiting sugar and salt intake, as well as drinking plenty of water and fluids. A healthy mom will be able to provide sufficient milk for exclusive demand breastfeeding in the first 6 months of life and continued breastfeeding up to 2 years of life and beyond. Breastfeeding itself induces hormones which increase milk production, and so the more a mother breastfeeds, the more milk she will have. It's very important that a mother continues to breastfeed on demand.
Phumla Dlamini from Vitamin Angels joining us this morning. It's World Breastfeeding Week. Next, Phumla is going to highlight the do's and don'ts about maternal nutrition for breastfeeding.